always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
King, yeah. Once again, it's your boy Frog
and Don Christian. What's up, y'all?
And this is Yada Da King.
That's right, that's right. And man, I'm really excited, man, because we're getting ready to interview my favorite group in the world, Everyday Process, man. I love these cats, man. We're gonna get it in with them.
Ha!
Also, we're gonna talk about our altar calls working. We're gonna see what they think.
And you know, what the view on the altar call, and you know, what their opinionation is on that.
Yeah, but before we do that, man, we want to show some love to some people that went and posted on our Facebook page. For those that don't know what it is.
Yeah, and last week.
Facebook.com/YadadaKing.
YadadaKing. And last week's show, man, was about rocking your faith and what does it look like to rock your faith. And we had some late chimers, you know. So first one we're going to get into, man, is Crystal Odom, a.k.a. C-Rob.
She said, when you rock your faith, you engage, period. You are actively participating with God's best for your life. Whatever that means to you, your choices, position, and stance all say, no matter what I believe, I'm a believe in God's word. Can somebody say kingdom life?
Kingdom life. And then the next one we got, man, we're going to kind of roll into this, man. But the next one is Light the Flow Fontes. Please correct me if I said that wrong. It was a Fontes.
Her name is Light the Flow.
Light the Flow.
Yeah, she's a Christian rapper also, MC.
Okay, well, I'm just reading what the name says.
Yeah, you don't gotta give her social security number. Come on, man.
Shut your face. What'd already starting. Okay, rocking your faith is a kingdom mindset of continual victory. It is a maturity in your walk with God that says, come hell or high water, I will trust the character of God, even when it seems like the enemy's lies are believable. Every test, trial, and situation is allowed by God because every event of your life is simply to mature your faith. Rocking your faith is advancing the kingdom of God, living in holiness accompanied by righteousness, and being the voice of God Almighty in the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. That was really good, man.
And man, then we had Ian Goodrich. He said, faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit every believer has access to as long as he or she eagerly desires it. So let's earnestly desire to rock faith. It looks good no matter what season it is, and will take us places beyond what we could have ever imagined. So that's really what it's about, man. Yo, thanks again. Check it out. We're going to go to this cut right here.
Let's go.
Everyday Process. What's the name of the song, Frog?
Make it my business to give him the gospel.
That's right. And that's what we do. Make it our business. Be ready. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have them cats on the line after this. You're dead. Let's go.
Yada da King.
But I can't stop, don't give up. Make it my business to give them the gospel. Feel like quitting this,
but I can't stop, man.
Yeah, they wanna know how I cope. No hoax in the Lord of hosts. Lies, hope, no joke. Till I croak, got a hold to the truth, never fold. Hearts are cold, draw blows. Girls drop, get low. From the block, never sees, never see. You can see, man seeks for a savior in need to be free. In the sea, then reach. Humble, please teach. Sound belief in peace. Preach, man, she preach. It's your duty and passion. You can't look like passing. Christ is your passion. Christians stay active in words and in action. Stay on the grind so the truth reaches masses. Fulfill commission. Christian, you no mission. Listening, no slipping. Distant from sin, you different. Hey, I charge all believers who love our Redeemer to let me see Jesus. Yes, sir.
Make it my business and give them the gospel. Feel like quitting this.
When I get to waste some time, you know what I mean? I wanna give up.
But I make it my business to give them the gospel.
Make it your business.
Feel like quitting this.
Don't give up, don't quit. quit. No, no, no. If you were good, can't stop. Don't worry, don't quit. There's a gift, you've been given. Neither add, no strip, no twist, no shift. Share the script like a spit in the mix. Don't mix. Man's wounded, help stitch. Switch. It's a picture that's painted of Christ and his fame. And seen shouldn't stain it, you blameless. In the field, remain anxious and share how God's love through his son made arrangements. That's the beauty of missions. We tell of redemption. Disciple new Christians. We'll play our position. Daily go fishing. Trusting God's wisdom while serving in trenches. Yup. Imposing them kingdom truth. Nothing but heaven's view. Strictly what's biblical. Staying invisible. Killing the physical. Modeling Christ to you to look identical. Make it my business to give them the gospel. Feel like quitting this.
I mean, you gon' feel that way sometimes, but the world weary and well doing, you know what I'm saying? Counter joy when you fall into diverse temptations, man.
Feel like quitting this.
So in this, it's only working patience, baby.
Christ, of course, is the king of our hearts, is the chain and a wall. Are we greed with our faults at the sight of the cross? Do we vow you the cause, convinced of the call? Are we at to the loss? Do we master the art? So we play in the part, but you this, you the smarts. If Christians go soft, an attempt to restart. Are we no longer soft? Do we trade in our light in exchange to be off? Listen. Ain't knocking revival or choir recitals. It's true they are vital. I'm down with the circle of friends in the Bible. But after we build is their growth as disciples. After emotional hyper, we live in a bright him and visualize Christ. Surrendering times and our talents despite what the world has to offer, we offer them Christ. Make it my business to give them the gospel. Feel like quitting this. Make it my business and give them the gospel.
Give them gospel.
Feel like quitting this.
You feel that way, man? I mean, but you really can't base it on your emotions, though, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Really can't base it on your feelings. I mean,
feel like quitting
when Christ faced the crucifixion, him stripping himself of glory and coming to live amongst peasants.
Make it my business to give them the
to live in the DNA, you know what I'm saying?
Feel like quitting this.
I mean, imagine that. If he based that on his feelings, where would we be today? It's your duty, man.
Make it my business to
it's a privilege
the
to present to man the gospel.
Feel like quitting this.
Don't front on the kingdom, man.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is Gage coming straight out of Flatbush, Brooklyn, and I'm here to shout out my boy Frog and Don Christian with the Yada King Radio Network. You know how we do. Thanks for all the love and support, man, and may God bless your ministry.
Gotta keep your head up.
Americans closing their bank accounts in large amounts, but no riches stored in heaven yet on his account. 619, got a brother on the grind, gotta get what's mine. I know we facing hard times, cause when the music don't sell and my downloads sell, I pray that my lyrics save a dope word from hell, or a stripper on the pole trying to pay her tuition. I know this ain't the norm, but I hope that they listen. So I cry out for a generation who'd rather hear young G's move a pound of Haitian. But I won't stop until my voice gone, or when the feds snatch the plug from my microphone. And that's
it's
real.
It's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay. Yeah. Just pray and have faith. Cry out to Yahweh.
Yeah.
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 He's gonna work it out. Now
he's gonna
put it out.
He's
gonna work
it out.
Faith and cry out. It's gonna be alright.
It's
gonna be okay. Just pray and have faith. Cry out to Yahweh.
He's
gonna work it out.
Gonna
put
it
out.
Gonna
work it out. Faith and cry out.
Cry out. Cry out. Hope that I'm getting through. Hope I'm scratching the surface. It's all worthless. Even that make back that you purchased. Don't put your trust in things. One day it's gonna be waste. Better yet, come get a taste of the God who made outer space. Oh yes, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Find rest in the God, man, who we call the Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, the son of El Yahweh. You've been doing it your way.
way, won't you do it his way?
He won't let you down like the stocks at NASDAQ. And he don't care about the styles of clothes on your back. He want true worship from a real people, from the streets to the church, if you're hard or feeble.
It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright, okay. It's gonna be okay. He's gonna work it out,
he's gonna work it out,
he's gonna put it out,
he's gonna work it out,
just put it out.
It's gonna be alright,
it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be alright,
have faith, cry out to Yahweh.
He's gonna work it out,
he's gonna put it way down,
he's gonna work it out,
he's gonna make it cry out.
America the beautiful is facing so much pain. She used to the sunshine, don't know about the rain. Spoiled by her riches, worshiping idols. False doctrine, man, this stuff is so vital. God bless America, but what about God? Following the laws have become so odd. I ain't talking about the laws of the legislation. I'm talking about the laws of a God who's waiting on the return of a son who was lost in the wild, with arms open wide, just waiting on his child. Repent from your sins and listen to my speech. God's got your back, he can ease that grief, that grief.
It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be okay,
it's gonna
just
be okay.
Pray and have faith, cry out to Yahweh.
He said
you're gonna work it out, gotta put it way to doubt.
Come on,
do your part,
come on,
have faith,
you gotta
cry out. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be okay, just pray and have faith, cry out to Yahweh.
He's gonna
work
it out,
he's gonna work it out, gotta put it way to doubt. Do your part,
put it way to doubt,
have faith and cry out.
Yeah, come on, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose and will.
Let's do it.
Alright, yeah. We got our boys.
Okay, okay, okay.
Israel.
Okay. Israel on the show with
That's
man.
Right.
How y'all okay. doing,
man? Yo, we chilling. What's good, fam?
What's going on?
Number one, man, you guys are probably the biggest artist that we've interview so far on our show. What do you want to share with the people? Number one, you know what I'm saying? What do you equate your success to?
Wow. Man, I would first of all, one, we want to say thanks for the opportunity. You know, we appreciate the fact that your brothers are just willing to get with us and we can get with you and just have a banging time here, chopping it up on the radio, you know what I mean, getting it in. One of the things I guess we want to first start out and say that is we got to attribute and give everything to the Lord, yo.
Yes, sir.
It's been God's grace, his favor, his faithfulness to us when we've been faithless, and him holding us down when we couldn't hold it down ourselves. So
yeah,
if anything, man, I think we got to make sure it's known that, yo, we've only achieved whatever level of success I guess we think we have, or whatever it seems like the success is, you know what I mean? We've only achieved it because of Christ and Christ alone, man. So we, you know, we're thankful for that, man. We count it a privilege and an honor to be able to serve the Lord in the way we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
that's a good, humble, you know.
Yeah. I can dig it, man. So let me ask you this question. So the lives that you guys live, what is the everyday process?
Get it, Mac.
Well, that's the life of a Christian. That ain't that's the mandate of a Christian. That's what we call, like, theologians call it progressive sanctification. But, like, in everyday terms, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't make it to the kingdom because you're a theologian. It don't matter what you call it. The point is, once God saves you, it's an everyday process. You know what I'm saying? It's like I've heard it say, it's a life full of crosses and resurrections. You know what I'm saying? Like, full of disciple making and being disciple. You know what I'm saying? Full of what Paul said, like, not saying I've arrived or I've attained, like, I'm pressing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just a constant moving, a constant progression until the Lord decides in that day to fulfill his promise to say, he's going to finish what he started. He's going to complete it. You know what I'm saying? Because he offered the faith, he's going to finish it too. So we just here for the ride. It's his show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just an everyday process in that.
I can dig it, man.
Okay, let us know, how did you two get started? Was there ever any more people in the group, or?
Yeah, how'd you guys hook up, man?
You got that. Oh, man.
Spotlight.
Yo, why? We have to get a condensed version.
Okay, give us a condensed
version. Hag. God's Providence. Nah. The condensed version, me and Mike met through circumstances. You know what I'm
saying?
Just a mutual friend at the time, and you know, the rest was pretty much history. It's always funny, man, when we talk about this mother, because Mac despised me. Mac didn't like me in the beginning. I mean, it's so funny, like, that Christians can even have this foolish rival, but we come from this small little city located right below Philadelphia, by the name of Chester, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And we had, like, this little rival. Like, he had a group and I had a group. And we kind of wasn't feeling each other. We saw each other a couple, you know what I mean? I actually went to his church in here. And I saw him rap and I sat in the back. And, you know, I was feeling them, but I was hating them at the same time. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's all nice, but I don't like them, though.
so
it
you
was
got,
foolishness, you got... man. It was crazy foolishness. Needless to say, the Lord brought us together through my boy Reg. We ended up all meeting up.
Wow. So you guys had two groups?
You know, how long ago was this, man? It's like, man, this might be almost 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So we was young. We were young bucks. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord, you know, of course, the Lord did work. And as we grew and matured, and really when we got a chance to meet each other and actually talk and not just kind of see each other from afar, we kind of realized, man, we had the same heartbeat.
Yeah.
And needless to say, everyday process went through great changes, but through everything, Mac Dedulos and Israel stayed together. So we went from being 5 deep to 4 deep to 3 deep to 2 deep, and this is where it stayed. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. You know, you guys had that kind of history. I also had that same type of thing where we were in a group, and you know what I'm saying, just because, you know, different lifestyles that cats were living, God really, you know what I'm saying, cut us down to two members as far as my personal rap group, you know what I'm saying. And man, it's just, you know what I'm saying, it's a good testimony to hear somebody else that, hey, we had to make these sacrifices also. Not, you know what I'm saying, for the, you know what I'm saying, to say that this group wasn't tight. We might have had all this talent, but if their lifestyle wasn't matching up, you know what I'm saying, then, hey, it got to go, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, you know, too much of the history besides what y'all just told me, but, I mean, that's pretty nice, man.
Yeah, that's the short version.
Yeah, man. It's a lot more. It's hilarious,
yeah. I mean, but we can see the Lord working through it all, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to go to this next song right quick. The first song we're going to play is Jesus Pride. Now, Mac Dedulos, I know that's a song that you did on your project. I see that you guys work together, but you also have, like, different, you know what I'm saying, vibes or feels that you would throw on the album. You might have a couple of cuts each. I'm going to get into one of Mac's, one of Israel's, and then we're going to get into the group project. Jesus Pride. Mac, tell us about that joint, man. I mean, because I bang that song. That's like my anthem right now.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Like, well, I mean, in short, like what you were just saying, and what Iz would say is, and I'm kind of flattered. Like I think Iz is a dope lyricist, like one of the dopest I've known, like even when we first started. And then just to see people improve beyond that, you know, to get even better than what you think they could get.
Yeah.
You already love them. And then he'll say sometimes some of the same stuff about me, and I'm like, you know, it's crazy to hear your own partner, because we're two individual cats, and I think that's what gives the group flavor. Like, we're so different, but the Lord brings us together, like the body of Christ. But in short, man, that's just, like, the Lord gives his great ideas and great songs, and it's like, man, what is the Lord saying through me? Like, what, you know, so we each have just, you know, messages to give from the Lord. So that was my message. I just wanted to be very braggadocious about Christ on that. He has supported me on it.
Yeah.
And just like the world, you know, they get on the mic, they talk about chains hanging low and they mix drinks and the clubs and the girls, and they very braggadocious and not apologetic about it. So I just wanted to do that, you know, like a Christian should, in the name of Jesus, about Jesus. So, yeah, Jesus pride, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, man. So, man, we're going to go into this song right here, Jesus Pride, from Everyday Process.
Let's go ahead and let him introduce that.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
What's going on, y'all? This is Mac, the Doulos, one half of Everyday Process. My man Ian's on the line, too. Everyday Process in the building, on the radio. You about to hear the cut off the album, Out of This World. Go cop it if you don't got it. Jesus Pride. You heard? Jesus. Hey. Turn your radio up.
Yada that king.
Yeah. Let me brag on them, y'all. Let's get into it. Look, Jesus is preeminent. That means he's supreme. In a zone of his own. In a sphere with no peers. No one can enter it. He made himself knowable. You can't really know him. No, he's just too intricate. He's otherworldly, holy, lofty, yet intimate. He doesn't begin. He doesn't end. Yo, he's infinite, limitless. Yeah. If you will praise him and found him amazing, then praise him and give him his. That's who the master is. You think or say otherwise, your thoughts and words are blasphemous. We're just role players. He's the star like Asterix. Title is unrivaled. A lot of guys are after it.
They can't get it done.
But they're not who they claim to be.
No.
There's only one God. Yeah, it's plain to see. Look, we model him and follow him. Other gods, we don't follow them. Other gods sound the same. They're not like a homonym. He's forsaken by this world. This world hates him. Read John. That's the word verbatim. But he deserves the honor. Not the Dalai Lama. Don't confuse him with Confucius or false prophets like Muhammad.
Never that shit.
Look, he's more than what a prophet is. You think not, that's poppycock. He's got his obvious. He's full of power like a socket is. Never flaunted his power, but wow, he did the opposite. He came from high, descended low like body kicks to kick it with humans like Miyagi and Karate Kid. He came to die like planes that fly them kamikaze chicks. Still came out victorious against the odds like Rocky did. Folk laugh at him, but he ain't a joke. Yeah, he runs the church, but he ain't the Pope. He came to croak and was slain but rose. Yes. The greatest of all time. Y'all should name him GOAT. Read the first chapter of Colossians. Okay. He's the God who is sovereign, just like the Father is. Yes. For those that claim I serve a fraud, read John 1:1. The Word was God.
Right
he
there,
and the Father are the same in essence. Acts 4:12. Hold his name in reverence. He's incomparable. There's no one to compare him to. For real, he's too ill. But don't need pills or no therapy.
No,
my God's sober. False gods fall like October. You claim there's one that trumps the sun? You not sober. I scream Christ alone on a microphone. Through him, redemption was accomplished. With no accomplice. Only the foolish person thinks they can overrule a usurper. Don't make him make an example of you like the serpent.
He know.
Don't take his kindness for weakness. Remember who you dealing with. He ain't to be played with. Nobody can stand in the way of his plan to save the depraved. He's so tenacious, audacious. The audacity to live amongst scum and depravity. He humbled himself and got low like base is. You know the story, his glory. He took it off, put on flesh and took a cross. They thought that he took a loss and left him looking soft. But he killed death and shook it out. Brushed his shoulders off and said, look, I'm boss.
Yo, this your boy K-Drama. You checking out Out of the King Radio with Don Christian and Frog. Ribbit, ribbit.
like a breeze in the summer. The angels rejoice when they hear your praise come up. Look in the mirror, he's right there, giving breath to your lungs just to prove that he can. Yeah, this is no Victoria's Secret. My God, it gives tutorials to strengthen the weak. Get connected, bigger than the money and wealth, but why brag? You could try for yourself, now talk to
him. Maybe I was confused, maybe I was misled, but I thought that I had to listen to what everyone said. I have to say that I've been working, but I'm not perfect yet. And ever since you changed my life, Lord, I have no more regrets. Because beautifully, fearfully, wonderfully, you created me. Yeah, and it's all that I wanna be. It's all that I wanna be. Beautifully, fearfully, wonderfully.
Bright, even in the midst of darkness, to prove that God is still solving problems, he'll solve it. The medicine man, you got dreams, he could better your plan. Only a touch of his garment could send power to accomplish the healing in the heart that's needed some comfort. Come quick, coming with the passion of praise, and then run with the God who is the ancient of days. And don't believe the lies, girl. You're worth more than just a licking thigh, girl. The chicken ride, girl. Think about the choices you're picking, right, girl. The measure if it's taking you closer and closer to the point that you're no longer opposed to doing everything that you know you're supposed to. Closer. No time for no games, because you're beautifully, fearfully, and wonderfully made.
Beautifully, beautifully, fearfully, fearfully, wonderfully, wonderfully, you created me. Yeah, and that's all that I wanna be. You know,
see, that's
all
that
I wanna
be.
Beautifully, beautifully, fearfully, fearfully, wonderfully, wonderfully, you created me. Yeah. And that's all that I wanna be. All I wanna be.
Place you on this earth to do.
That's what I'ma do.
If you know that he's been there, he's the one that brought you through.
That's what I believe.
See, you was made in his image, so remain in his image. You could be.
I'll be what you see.
So be encouraged and believe that he's the one that set you free.
And I'm free indeed.
Think yeah, like you, Lord.
Yes,
learning
do.
Every day as we
I
walk, but I swore.
Word says I wanna do what you tell me yeah. to. I wanna act like I know
act
you.
Act like I know you, Lord. Even though it's tough, let me show
you,
Lord.
That's how you created me.
That's what you created me.
That's what you
me.
Made me to be.
That's what you
yeah,
made me to be.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh,
it's all that I wanna be.
Oh,
it's close
oh,
to the King. Closer to you.
This is Yada That King Radio. We was banging that new Paradigm song called All I Wanna Be. That's a nice joint. We back
yes, sir.
Here with Israel and Mac the Dulos from
Everyday,
for Everyday
Process.
Process. Man, what's
out of this world?
We got my dude Frog got a question for you. What you
I, okay, so with you guys, you know, being on Cross Movement, with all the stuff that's going on in the label right now, how is that affecting you guys and how are you guys, like, how is that going on with you guys? I'm not going to go ahead and get into detail because we all know what we're talking about, but how is that, is that affecting you guys in any way? I mean, I know you guys are probably really close with both, you know, both the other members in Cross Movement, but you know, how is that, how is that going on right now?
How should we
the question was kind of difficult, you know what I'm saying? So basically he's like, you know, what's the situation now that this has gone on? What have you guys learned how is Cross Movement moving forward?
And how are you guys moving forward?
I guess I'll tackle first, and then I'll let
you can leave it there
if you got anything to add on. Really, in a nutshell, it's just it's a two-piece answer. So the first part is there is like the body of Christ is always going to be like a bunch of sick people needing healing and help.
Right.
Myself included. You know what I'm saying? Like we just flawed, not perfect people who always make mistakes and always going to sin. That's what we need, Jesus. So that's number one.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't matter whose name it would have been. This doesn't, I'm not taking a weight away from wrongdoing or sin, but we're all, like, if but for the grace of God, like, it would be, you know, we're all just there go on. So that's that. Outside of that, like, it has affected, you know what I'm saying, but on several fronts. But really what we want to see is the Lord get glory out of a Christian's life.
Right.
So for us, it's deeper than rap. So if we hear about a fall of a person, it's not like we're not so much concerned with their life on the mic or on a CD. We concerned with, like, man, like, how are they doing spiritually? How is the family? So on and so forth. So that's how things like that affect us, or before you even get to label and music and ministry type stuff.
Right.
So it should just be, well, I guess this situation has been, at least for me, it helped me to just kind of see, like, man, people go through these things every day, and it's not known because it's not on some website or it's not a label involved, you know what I'm saying? So we need to be always praying for Christians going through hard times in life, you know, all types of life circumstances. So on that front, yeah, it's been a little difficult, but you know, the Lord is sovereign, so we just pray for restoration and on, you know, relationships and all type of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we ask for forgiveness of sin for, you know, where we fail the Lord and fail others. Outside of that, it's probably caused, some strain on the label, and you would have to ask the actual label about, you know, what the label plans to do.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, like, some artists on the label, which is probably not my business to say, but we can speak for Everyday Process, not strictly due to that situation, but just as time evolves, some people are moving on to other venues. So I'll just say, because I'm only at liberty to probably say so much, that, you know, us and maybe, you know, another artist or so on the label are just choosing to part ways and you know, kind of salute, God bless you, it was a good run, and both sides pray for continued success for the other side.
Wow.
Not on some beef type tip, but yeah. Just on some moving on tip. And to make clear, not because of anything that transpired, what people know in the public eye, that has to do with CMR artists. Has nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just as time progressed and everybody is going different directions that the Lord is leading them, it's just time to move on.
Yeah.
So
are you guys starting your own label?
You ask a lot of questions. Let's just say, be on the lookout for some stuff in the works. And as people continue to move forward, the main goal is Christ being glorified.
Amen.
So I'll say this all the time. Like, I'm not a, like, for example, like, the Reach Cats, my boys, Lamp Mode Cats, my boys, labels known and unknown, Kingdom City Records, a whole lot of people, a lot of my people. Now, so because I'm not specifically on those labels, does, like, I, like, who doesn't want the best for the kingdom to move forward? So we have to say, like, man, may it all be for the glory of God, and may everybody be able to use the resources they got and press forward. Whatever label it is, non-label, big label, small label, it don't matter. So,
I will say I think Max tackled that issue very maturely and well. Proud of you on that, Max. It's always difficult, man. That's just real. It's really difficult to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Without it being twisted or manipulated. We just have immature Christians, immature people, I'll say that, that oftentimes love to fuel fire and cause division in the body of Christ.
Right.
So I think answering that the way my partner did was mature, and we would just ask that the listeners, that even the people represented, representing the kingdom, representing the Lord that are hearing this on the air, would just pray and take what you're hearing exactly what was said. Don't add anything.
Take it for face value.
Don't try to make up anything.
Don't try to say y'all fist fight or nothing.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Man, it's very important because, again, these are brothers that not only are we co-labor with, especially with Everything Process, we go back with Cross Movement, the label and the ministry way before album even dropped. Like, I go back with these dudes as a young man, actually True Life. Virgil is my father's godson, and I go back with him, like him and Deuce, the ambassador, at the age of nine years old.
You're talking about
before these dudes even moved back up, you know, you moved into the area. They were down VA.
Wow.
And I knew these dudes through a group called Transformation Crusade. For me, it's just. The one thing I will say is God is always up to something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why he's sovereign. You know? So I'm excited about what the Lord has done, and I'm ecstatic about what the Lord is doing and getting ready to do. So we're just asking for the prayers and the support of the body of Christ. Just be on the lookout, y'all. Coming next year. Don't want to give too much away. I will just let cats know to just be on the lookout, yo. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout.
I can dig it, man.
Music. Just be on the lookout, yo. Just be on the lookout. Trust me, man. It's exciting. It's getting ready to get crazy. It's getting ready to get really crazy. And you know, more than anything, the reason why I'm excited about it is because I think the Lord is allowing us to have opportunities to go beyond just our comfortability. Our comfortable zone. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We have the opportunity to just minister and meet and grow with other artists, other people that are serious about the kingdom of God. Different styles, different flavors, but yet are really serious about the Lord's business. And that's what's exciting, because we're linking up with like-minded cats. And believe me, a lot of this is going to be a surprise to many people, the different people, but we're just saying, just be on the lookout. The Lord is doing work, and we don't want to give too much away right now, but definitely you can expect a new album from Everyday Process in
2011. I got to wait a whole another year.
It's going to go down.
Well, it's this year almost half gone anyway. You'll be hearing more music this year, okay. But you'll definitely be hearing a new album in 2011. And we're going to wet your whistle and give you enough to feast on this year, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You can expect... I'll at least say this. You can expect, prayerfully before the end of the year, a definite mixtape from Israel.
Okay.
A mixtape from Israel, and there will be a follow-up mixtape, a sequel to that mixtape by Mac DeDulo.
Oh, that's
so we've combined a theory, we've combined a topic, brought it together, and want to make a whole meal for the body of Christ to just be strong. So it's going to be crazy, yo. And that's going to lead into the new album. Well, look, 2011. So.
Well, check it out, man. We actually about to go into another song, man, by you guys. Israel, I'm going to have you go ahead and introduce this one, man. It's called No Problems. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, bro. My phone was going in and out. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's all good. We're about to go into this next song, man, called No Problems. You want to go ahead and introduce that one?
Yeah, I would love to. Well, brothers and sisters in the faith, it's your boy Israel, one half of Everyday Process. You're about to check out a single from the Out of This World album entitled No Problem. The reason why we call it No Problem is because we realize we have a beef with the world and we got no problem representing the king. So stay tuned, keep it locked. Here it is. Hope you enjoy it. God bless, grace, and peace. Let's get it.
I got no problems. Problems. Who's got a problem? We got a problem. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. I'm a child of the king.
I'm ready to turn the sinners in the light. I'm a brother on the gospel.
Yes, sir. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am.
Yeah.
Is he gangsta? No, sir. No hustler. Her recipient of grace, now changed customer. The world I used to lust for her, paired like love furniture. Running lies, feeding me lies like fictional literature. So sinister, and she was quick to serve. Something hotter than the summertime and your winter fur. Sounds absurd, I drop her like fall temperatures. But I was causing the fetus, she know the signature. In the mix like engineers, following my pioneers. Trying to interfere with trash, my peers still do pioneers. Can't quit, must persevere, who'd have called me nerd to quit? Cause I won't flirt with Desmarette until I disappear. And I'm out of here. I mean, why the fear? I serve a God who's always all around me like the atmosphere. When seen, I pray they see you on my Siamese pair. No budging, won't curl up like the Chinese hair. Christ is alive, no lies, please recognize. God is too big, couldn't see him with some extra eyes. Aliens from a different world, no Jasmine guy. We're far out, unbelievable, like them pigs that fly. But here's the tragic sight, man without Jesus Christ. Cause life bites with more drama than a Tyson fight. But the sacrifice was made, we were beholden Christ. But we're caught up in the air like them traffic lights. Yeah, who's going with me?
They tell me be fly, start to get paid. Stay high, good check, you gotta get paid. You only got one life, you better live it like your birthday. But homie, that's a lie, that ain't even flying this way. I'm a product of this world, and got no problems with it. You got a problem with it, then it's a pride in it. I live 10 minutes in the truth, I know the world ain't with it. But then the world won't get it, until it comes to get it.
Yeah, dudes in a lifelong search, they ain't A&Rs. Twisted in the era of the human superstar. Pockets locked, falling hard in a souped up car. They're quick to draw the four, call them Uno cards. Bulldogs who keep a lock on the boulevard. American gangster, push more keys than Microsoft. I know it's daylight, sunshine, but night will fall. And there's a penalty for no life with Christ involved. We observe the upright, pursue a life that's blameless. Wicked love, missing witness to sick entertainment. The meek shall inherit the earth, the prophet from inner famous. Believe he runs a short live like Prince of Rocky pavement. A paradox to the heathen won't make sense. They make cake, but they ain't covered in their apron. Man's delinquent, couldn't afford the payments. And so we take the narrow like an anorexic wasteland. I mean, we abstract like them axe cats. With faith running from my bowels, no X-lash. A daily encounter with God at full contact. I promise the world would rather duck like Affleck. Kingdom business, nothing different, still giving truth. Sin's deadly, spreading faster than the common flu. Church is clear, I know we're here, but Christ ain't calling the truth. Rest assured, the faith got punched like a wine.
Tell me, be fly, study, get paid. Stand high, get drunk, you gonna be dead. You only got one life, you better live it like your birthday. But homie, that's a lie, yeah, ain't even flying this way. I'm a product of this world, I got no problems with it. You got a problem with it, then it's a pride in it. I live 2 minutes in the truth, I know the world ain't with it. But then the world won't get it.
Let's go.
life and all the stuff we be focusing on, man. Cars, cribs, cash. I chased it all my life, but God saved me. Yo, it all started in Philly recording. 21st in Indiana, aiming for stardom. What dream to be ballin'? Older brother introduced me and my little bro to Trek in the barbershop. Trap money, records recording. Gun on the table, that's how he recorded. But we just happy he's doing it. Making hot songs, but didn't know what to do with them. But in my heart, they had no clue to them. Screaming, Father, please. Shows, new wardrobe, ain't got no cash, so we charge it. Just flip the Mac card and no bargaining. Crack code flipping for buck with no love code. I was heartless, bagging in this apartment with key, dirty carpets, curtains closed for the knocks and BTs trying to hawk us. God, I can't dodge this. Feeling addicted to the street glory. Rob Bada trying to change daily. My burdens get harder. I'm part of a clique who's sick and sick, who sell long as I hang. I just sink deeper as life to get darker. I stand and I think on the corner with my drink, realizing it could be the end in one blink. I need some help in this thing, Father, please.
Save me, oh my. Save me, here I am. Save me, oh. I'm lost, trying to find my way. Oh, oh.
White base to addicts. With my man out the Blue Jays. Attackers left a new place. My stash up in the crack wall. Thank God I ain't strapped. Nah, they threw me in the squad car while they walked around the building. Without my hole, I seen him look in. He reached his hand up in it. I'm shook. Thought I was booked. Then he came back. Empty palm set me free. I learned that in the midst of my darkest hour, and like you heard, my heart silently saying, the highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. Out in the world up against the highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall.
What's good? It's your boy Frog. Once again, it's Yada Da King, and that was Christian, Save Me. And so, yeah, man, we about to get back into this interview with Everyday Process with Iz and Mac the Doulos. What were we just saying off air?
We was talking about, you know what I'm saying, just seeing the other cats that have even fell in our circle that are, you know, sometimes... I'm not going to say that anybody is an expert. We all are Christians trying to figure out how we can work together, number one, for the kingdom of God. But as we talked about on some of the earlier shows, how can we, number one, restore them, as Max said earlier, and really move on from there, you know?
Yeah.
And Iz was saying something. What was you talking about, Iz?
Well, really what I was saying was I think a lot of things in this last year, I've been reminded of how foolish we can be as Christians, how legalistic we can be, how quick we can be to run the word but not apply the word. We're quick to talk about it but not live it out. We're quick to set up what we believe are standards, but God is saying, no, my grace is sufficient. We're quick to set up laws and guidelines, but God says, like, no, I'm the final authority. and you without sin cast the first stone. You know,
yeah.
I'm being reminded of Galatians 6:1 too. Like the Bible makes it so clear, like that those of you who are mature in the in, like literally the tense is those of you who are mature and are found without at least some type of fault right now. You who mature, restore such a one.
Hmm.
Like, least you be the one caught in fault. Like, least you be the one sinning. Like, and that should rock every believer to say, man, God's grace is the very thing that keeps me every second.
Yeah.
Like, I can't keep running around pointing fingers. If a brother or sister falls, I can't forgive them. Who are we to say, oh, I can't believe they've done that. They've gone too far.
Yeah.
I can't even look at him the same way. I can't look at her the same way. Like, man, like, that, how can we say we love God whom we don't see, but then have hate and an unforgiving spirit toward those that we see every day and call them our brothers and sisters in the Lord? Like, God forbid. Like, that can't exist among the believers. The Bible says that they will know us by the love we have for one another. Mm. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is, you know what I mean? It's tenderhearted. Love is forgiving. Like, love extends and it goes beyond our faults. It goes beyond our flaws. And that's the thing that I think God is reminding his people of. That, like, I am a God of grace. I'm a God of second chances. And I'm also a God who says, like, be reminded that it is my grace and my grace alone through faith in Christ alone that keeps you. Not your works, not your schooling, not your degrees,
not your
flavor, not your looks, not like how popular you are. None of that stuff, yo. Like we like, and I'm talking to me too. Like we can get so caught up in what we have, what we think we ought to have this status and to achieve this and achieve that. And then God is saying, like, yo, like the church in Revelation, like I got this one all against you. You left your first love.
Hmm.
Yeah, you've done all these things. You're rocking shows. You're doing this, but yet my commandments, you're not living them. And I think the Lord is just getting the attention of the church, getting our eyes back off men, getting our eyes back off. Like, we've been creating superstars in our own way.
Come on.
We've been creating stars. We've been getting the attention off God and on the man. We've been getting the attention on, as long as we can get a grant, let's get a Grammy. Yo, let's get an award. Yo, let's get a label going. Like, down to the, yo, man, like, let me try to get 20 people at this little block party that I'm going to rock a show and sell out all my little CDs. Like, we've been trying to create stars, and we've been taking the thing that we should leave in the world, we've been taking with us. And I think the Lord has been rocking us in the very foundation of this whole Christian hip-hop movement to say, yo, there is no Christian hip-hop without Christ. Like, there is nothing without community, without love, without God being the center of everything. And I think we're just being reminded to put our attention back on Christ and not on man. And at the same time, when that is done, then your eyes are off an individual, off their faults, off their flaws, and it's on the Christ that lives in them, because the Christ that is in them forgave them just like he forgave you.
Man, that's right there. That's good, man. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, we are seeing, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the people, you know what I'm saying, and we've seen the people on their pedestals, and this is not... Now, all these people that have fallen, I'm not going to say that they're evil people. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all said earlier, we all have stuff that we got to deal with. It's an everyday process. I know y'all ain't the only ones that every day got to die to your flesh. Y'all ain't the only ones that every day got to, you know what I'm saying, make a decision to look, okay, today I'm going to live my life for God. I'm going to read my word today more than I did yesterday. Or I'm a pray more than I did yesterday. I'm going to listen to God's voice. That's something that we all have to do, you know what I'm saying, continually, man.
Amen. And it's a fight. Like, literally, man, we were just in the service, man, on Friday, man, and the minister brought a really good word, is that, you know, Satan is not going to bring something at you that's not going to affect you, you know. And each day we got to fight hard. He said you can't be willing, you can't get into a fight and not be willing to get hit.
Yeah,
you know, because if that's the case, then you're a negotiator. You know, you don't get into the fight. You compromise. You know, and so that was one thing that I took away from that, man. Was just, you know, we got to fight. You know, and just, man, and it's not easy either. We got to persevere and endure through that fight, you know?
Yeah, true. The Lord never promised us an easy road, an easy life. As a matter of fact, he actually promised the opposite. And a lot of people, Christians and non-Christians, don't want to get down to the real nitty-gritty of it. Like, that is life. Like, and I'm not some pessimist, but that's just, like, I'm, and it is a take, because one of my favorite statements is the elephant is in the room. It just is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, life is going to be tough. Yeah. It's full of valleys, but these are the very things that the Lord uses to make people ready for heaven. Like, that's his MO. That's his process. That's the way he does things. The only way, for example, if you have to learn patience, the only way he's going to teach you patience is to make you wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is no other way to learn it. So the only way to learn about, you know, restoration and, you know, and how this works out is when people have falls, the Lord calls us to follow my word. Let's do this. So, yeah, man, like, it's no different on our end. The only difference is sometimes, you know, if people in the public eye fall, it's just magnified more. Right. But they still people. Nobody is no super Christian rapper. You know what I'm saying? People, I heard a pastor say, men make horrible gods. Like, the heart is an idol factor. We love to king somebody, like Israel always wanted to do. Look, ain't no super nobody. The Lord is running it. We all play a piece. We must all be ready to forgive. We must all be ready to challenge. We must all be ready to encourage. And we must all be ready to be forgiven. Yeah. Don't forget we offend too.
Amen.
And the funny thing is, people forget, like, the Christian life is all also not just about, because I heard a pastor say this as well, like, you can't, like we so often focus on, man, like, let's get people, you know, let's spur people on, because when sin happens, God is offended, which is true. However, people forget that the Bible also says that our righteousness is filthy rags to God. Like, even on our best day, rocking our best show, preaching our best sermon, when 100 people get saved, our righteousness, our best on our best day, is still a stench to him. Like we don't need Christ on our mountaintops and our valleys. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so we can't, like, we can't, you know, sit here and focus on either or, the good days or the bad days. You know what I'm saying? We got to depend on Christ for both and move on. You know what I'm saying? We can't hold the bad days up like, oh, let's always call this to our attention. But we also can't hold the good days up like, yo, you know what I mean? We always call it back to that, you know, like some athlete always referring back to their 40-point game they had. Man, that's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, move on. So yeah, you know, we just got to trust the Lord to move on and look forward to being a part of his continued work.
Sweet. That's what's up, man.
So we want to ask you guys real quick, man. Today's topic, we actually, you know what I'm saying, we was letting y'all get it in. Y'all had some good stuff that we ain't known. You know what I'm saying? The listeners, I'm pretty sure, ain't nobody known unless it was leaked somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Probably nobody knew that.
Yeah, but today we're talking about altar calls, man. And are they working? And what should they consist of? You know what I'm saying? What is your take on altar calls?
And were you guys redeemed at an altar call?
Who bought this? I guess this is first. I think the concept of altar call, one, I would say, I want to be careful because it's sticky and I don't want to offend anyone because I really don't have a... I really don't take a place whether it's cool to do or not to do it. So I'll first start off saying that I'm not taking a side. But what I will say is I think ministries as well as those who choose to use altar calls or whatever, you know, altar calls to use, I think it's just vital for those that are sharing the gospel to make sure they're sharing the gospel, not inviting them to sign their name on a roll at a church.
Hey.
Not telling them that
come to the front and you'll be healed. Because true healing comes spiritually first. The heart must be transformed. There must be a surgery that takes place, and God has to change the man or woman's heart first by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the first thing. It has to be a blood transfusion, so surgery has to take place.
Right.
So I think that has to be explained clearly. I'm finding the more, especially the more that we travel and do ministry, I'm finding that many of our young adults aren't saved. They just thought they were saved because they walked up front at a concert or walked up front at a church service because they raised their hand, got prayed over, and was quote-unquote slain in the spirit. And now they think they're entering in the joy of God's rest, and they won't be because they don't have a personal relationship with the Lord. The altar call, I think, is good, just like baptism is good. Baptism does not save you. I'll repeat that. Baptism does not save you.
Dang,
baptism,
you done made somebody's braids all come out and everything. Good Lord.
baptism, baptism, you silly, yo. Baptism is simply an outward act of your dedication and love for the Lord.
Yes.
Just like wearing a wedding ring doesn't make you faithful.
Right.
That's a symbol of dedication and a symbol of a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
That you're made with you and another partner, man with woman. That's marriage. So I'll plug that in too.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with an altar call. Altar call should simply be, I'm denying myself, I'm raising my hand, I'm coming to the altar to meet Jesus, not the pastor, not the preacher. I'm coming to the altar because this is a symbol of me walking away for myself, saying, Lord, I'm coming to meet you, and I want everyone here to be a witness so that they can hold me accountable now.
Okay.
Like,
man.
That's what I believe the altar call was, well, I don't know if it was, but it should be used for, because I think the altar call can be great, especially in that sense. But I think we've gotten away from what the altar call, I think, should stand for.
Yeah.
And many people, I don't think it has to be an altar call. I don't think that has to take place. I don't think there's any I don't think it has to be a ritual that has to take place in order for someone to receive Christ. I think the altar call, again, is excellent in one, just pretty much confess, making an outward statement that, look, yo, I'm that person who needs the Lord. So everyone here, pray for me. Everyone here, hold me accountable. If you're more mature than me, and you obviously see me going to the front, get with me, build me up. And that's what should be taking place when an altar call is taking place. I think that's just a symbol, again, a symbol of one saying, you know what, I give it up, and I'm coming to the Lord.
Yeah.
But that, again, that's just a symbol. That doesn't mean there's been something that's happened on the inside. That doesn't mean that there's been a change of heart. That doesn't mean that Christ has saved them because they walked up to the front of a church.
I think it is, you killed it. Like if I was to add anything, like, first of all, how do we do church? There is no book written on how you do it. So. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can debate. People have debated this. They debate it now, and they will continue to debate it. Whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's like what Iz said. You know, it's a way, a form.
Right.
Look at Jesus' ministry, right?
Mm-hmm.
People came into the kingdom by following him for 3 years. Disciples, right? Other people came into the kingdom, namely the thief on the cross, in one moment.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, he turned to the other thief who was blaspheming and chewed him out, and then asked Jesus to remember him.
Yeah.
And Jesus promised him right then in the moment. So people come to the, like, it's, some people read the Bible on their bed. And meet the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Some people some people, it takes 8 altar calls for them to finally realize, like, yo, all them other times I just went up, like, you know what I'm saying? So the Lord has to be
the Lord has to be working on the heart, and then, you know, people see, you know, that, yeah, and then only the Lord knows. You know what I'm saying? So it's
I got the bubbly feeling.
That was just the line that was that.
Right.
We gotta understand, like, you know, emotions are a part of who God made us to be. They aren't supposed to be used to worship God along with our mind and body and everything else. However, they should not run you. Mm-hmm. So how you feel doesn't determine if you're a Christian or not. Just like how you feel doesn't determine if you're married or not.
Yeah.
Right.
Saying like this is deeper than a feeling. You know what I'm saying? Even though it may include a feeling at times, the feeling doesn't determine. Like, because you feel saved doesn't mean that you're saved. So you know, time will tell. Fruit will be a judge, and the Lord ultimately will be a judge. That's why you also have the Bible saying, you know, people say, "But I've done such and such in your name." So there will be people who the whole world will probably think are Christians, whom in the end the Lord will say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I ain't never really get down with you like that."
Man, that's crazy, man. Well, we're going to get into this next song. But before we get into this next song, man, hey, bro, this is what I'm going to say. And I don't know if Don Christian feels the same way, but anytime that you guys want to host the Yada Da King show, you guys are more than welcome. You guys want to invade the show, man. You, you guys just let us know, man. You could take the show over for a day.
Like I said, man, my dude's braids was all braided up, but now it's all frizzed. You guys are giving it to him, man.
Yo, silly, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So this next song we're going to get into, man, is Make You Smile. Who wants to go ahead and introduce that one?
And before we get into that, I mean, like, what all you guys have been saying, it really goes into that. I mean, me, as I heard the song, our whole purpose to live for God is not just an altar call. It's not just, you know what I'm saying, a one-day thing. But it is something that we live out and make you smile, man. It was a great song. Explain the concept, you know what I'm saying, where you guys even got that concept from.
Man. Well, this is Iz talking, and I'll talk from the personal. In the last three years of my life, I've gone through drastic change and adversity like you wouldn't believe. Really, and I know a lot of people, it's cliche, a lot of people compare things that they go through to Job. But I really felt like that, dude. And there were times where I literally had friends ask me, "Yo, what did you? Do you think you're doing something wrong? Like, maybe you angered God." Like, I really had friends. I've really had some close friends talk to me that way and say those things to me. And during this time of just changing and a lot of the pain and a lot of the issues that I went through the former years recently, the Lord showed himself faithful and strong. And the only thing I felt like I could do, and I shared with Mac, was like, man, like, I'm going through so much, and I know what other people are into. I know what people are doing. But it's like, above all, like, Lord, I want you pleased with me. You know, the writer in Psalms 119, Asaph, says, he says, like, may I be found walking upright. Like, dang, like, Lord, can I just be found? When you peer through the heavens, can I just be found? When you choose to peer in on me and you see me, like, and you pull back the heavens and you zoom in and get your eyes on me, like, can I be found walking pure before you? Can I be found walking upright before you? And I want that to just be an everyday, like, literally an everyday prayer for the Christian as well. I mean, it is for myself, but for the Christian, man, that we would just have the mindset, Lord, we want to make you smile. We just want you pleased with us. Like, it doesn't matter what we're doing. We just want, like, if we're playing ball, we want you pleased with us. If we're in our schools, on our job, if we're going shopping, like, and I got my little ones with me, Lord, may they see my conduct and how I carry myself and how I deal with other adults. Lord, may that bring glory and honor to you.
like how I deal with in my marriage, how I deal as a parent, how I deal with whether I'm single, whatever, man, make you smile. May you be pleased with it. And man, that's pretty much the foundation of that song, man. It came out of like both of us. It was a crazy time for both me and Mac. And it was just like I just came up with the concept of Mac. We're like, I got something for that. So we just came together, man, and created Smile, Make You Smile. So
let's do this. Let's go into that cut, Make You Smile by Everyday Process on Yada Da King Radio. Let's get it in.
Yeah.
The world's into, but I'd rather you please. Whatever makes you smile, be a living sacrifice. Don't leave giving you my eyes. I just wanna make you smile.
Everything I say and everything I do, whether seen or not, may it honor you. Why the now is right when I know the truth? A daily sacrifice, I pray you find some use to live holy as a trustworthy witness. Acceptable, I bear testament to your existence. Yeah. Don't wanna grieve you and walk as offensive. The truth is, I'm out to please you. Your love's addictive. Father, I know what the world's into. Everybody's got a case of I'ma do me flu. This should be the opposite for those who pose as truth. Insert the Christ who takes the death for all like Hebrews 2. No longer serve lukewarm like a bottle of red wine. I'm trying to make you smile like kids who stare at the sunshine. To please your wrath, you would crush your own bloodline. I do the same in remembrance of whom is sunshine.
I know what the world is into, but whatever makes you smile, be a living sacrifice. Don't leave giving you my eyes. I just wanna make you smile.
How the world gets down, I know they M.O. They play with sin like it's a game, but it ain't Nintendo. They don't know what it's like to be a child. Kinfolk, I'm trying to show them that you been dope, but they think they whips hot. They think they so cool. They got them thick knots, gassed up with no fuel. Yeah, they got prideful high egos that idolize people, prioritize evil. That was me, you should've wiped me out, but you didn't. Lord, I owe you like your vows. Yep, I'ma rep your name. No set, no games till I come home like the cows. I ain't tryna do what most will do. Talk a good talk, but the heart ain't close to you. I'm tryna give you what's due you, like the cherubim and seraphim, and only pursue what you take pleasure in.
I know what the world's into, but I gotta be pleased. I just don't ever make you smile. Be a living sacrifice. Don't believe in you, my eyes. I just wanna make you smile.
Yeah, what I look upon, what I listen to, with my deepest thoughts in my private room, where my interest is in relationships, is my sacrifice, sweetest fragrances, whether packed out house, how I impact my house. Are you pleased with Al Motley as a faithful spouse? Am I upright? Is your heart filled with joy when you peer through the heavens? Are you proud of your boy?
I'm so enthralled with you, in all of you. It's a privilege to be involved with you and called by you. I just wanna please you, even if it means martyrdom and being sawed in two. Lord, I wanna follow your leadership, show you obedience, no hesitation, immediate, but not a legalist. Trust your providence and promises, exercise faith and believe in it.
I know what the world's into, but I'd rather be pleasing. Whatever makes you smile, be a living sacrifice. Don't believe giving you my eyes.
What's good?
What it up?
This is your boy Frog. Yo, and you've tuned in to Yada Da King Radio.
You said we had to get a pump, right?
I
I can dig it.
Yeah. If you on the left and you're blessed, you confess he's the best ever less.
I say, get up.
And if you on the right with Christ in your life, then he's holy in your side.
I say, get up.
And if you in the middle with the Lord, then your mental and his simple, that's your body is a wreck. And if you in the back with a cross on your back, you ain't ever turning back.
I say, get up.
He said to get up, not even a quarter. Christ had a drop of a dime, gave his life for the people who had no control over 5 senses. Hopeless, like a penny with a hole in it. Cause the price Christ paid, I was able to get up. Take on my bed and walk, start doing some sit-ups. Got built in the faith, stamina for the race. 5 hours don't work, even if I drink about a case. Why I need rest, gotta get down to get up. Resting in the Lord, if not, then I end up stressed and frustrated whenever I'm perpetrated on. That's why I get my best, cause I'm persuaded on. Pride 3, I trust in the Lord, wholeheartedly got up. Cause second hand out, bad for the heart of me. Christ told me to get up, even when life's hard for me. When it's flagrant foul and by guarding me. Get up!
If you on the left and you're blessed, you confess he's the best ever less.
I say, get up.
And if you on the right with Christ in your life, then he's holy in your side.
I say, get up.
And if you in the middle with the Lord, then your mental and your simple, that your body is a wreck.
Get up.
And if you in the back with a cross on your back, then you never turn your back.
I say, get up.
Hell to my Abba Father,
Jesus.
Submerged in his blood like aqua divers. For me, Jesus wept like bothered toddlers. That's why I get them up like cops and robbers. If not me, then the rocks I holler. But I don't want that, I got a lot to offer. And my basic nature is to pop my collar. So I step out on myself and just watch my posture. I'm reminded I'm flawed and altered. But Christ always ran with an awkward roster. So I get encouraged and I stop and bother to remind cats that my God's awesome cipher. Okay. Can't save lots of scoffers and mockers. Been claimed God's a false word but potter. Created me, he's author. For starters, we're wood, he's the carver.
Yeah. So if you on the left and you're blessed, you confess he's the best ever less.
I say, get up.
And if you on the right with Christ in your life, then he's holy in your side.
I say, get up.
And if you in the middle with the Lord, then your mental and your simple, that your body is a wreck.
I say, get up.
And if you in the back with a cross on your back, you ain't never turning back.
I say, get up.
Lane and drive, keep playing the game, don't rot in hell, just make a shot at the bell. He showed us grace and we bowed, motivating the crowd, overtaking the now, heal the lame and blind. We move free, no restraints with time, got a hope, paying homage is dope when the timing is broke. Mic check, let our light reflect, I'm all in. Pray for your enemies, watching you call friends. So sure that we strive for peace again, using his name to provide relief. The hope is that the pain from the cries will cease. Till then, double your joy and divide the grief. So, no matter whether we rhyme, we come together and shine. No other way in the world that is colored and gray. Having the heart of the godly, being part of the body. All believe y'all in the call received. Now get up!
If you on the left and you're blessed, you confess he's the best ever less.
I say, get up.
And if you on the right with Christ in your life, then he's holy in your side.
I say, get up.
And if you in the middle with the Lord, then your mental and your simple, that your body is a wreck.
I say, get up.
And if you in the back with a cross on your back, you ain't never turning back.
I say, get up.
Are you an artist seeking to get some great promo for your newest album?
Or are you a business owner trying to get your newest venture out?
Check it out. Yada King Radio got a special going on now until the end of April. $30 for 8 shows, which is 2 months worth of promo. Get your music out there. We're going to put a commercial together for you so people know about who you are. That's how we do it here at Yada King Radio. Get at us, yadadaking@gmail.com, or give us a call, 206-518-9910. Yada.King.
It's Frog and Toad with their sophomore album titled The Illustration. Available now online at www.holyrock-records.net.
Christ works features like so big
drama.
Use them as a crutch of luck. We refuse.
Merciful, gracious, personal patience.
Really
the way
real.
He turning and shaping the hearts of men to him is my personal
and many more. Online at www.holyrock-records.net. Coming to iTunes soon.
What's good? This is Yada King. Radio. Your boy Frog. We back again in the building with Everyday Process, but they're not really in the building. They're kind of in the building, but it's all good.
Matter of fact, where, for all those that don't know, are you guys still in Chester, Pennsylvania?
Well, we in the building via telephone right now. You heard? Yeah, we in Philly and surrounding area. Like I'm like 3 minutes outside of Philly, and Iz is in Philly. So kind of like we kind of like hold down the Southwest region of Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Can dig it. So we if you guys have missed the show so far, which is weird because this is a podcast, you shouldn't have missed anything. We're getting in about altar calls. And one of the things, man, I was thinking about, man, is, and this is one thing that my pastor had told me, is that, you know, at an altar call, man, it's very similar to when a woman gives birth. You know, at an altar call, we make it available for somebody to give their life, right? And right. So at that time of the altar call, it's like a woman giving birth, you know, and what needs to take place afterwards is discipleship.
Like a child.
Yeah, a child Ooh. Being born, you know, and if that discipleship isn't taking place after the altar call, that's like the woman leaving the child at the hospital. You know, and
no,
so
no, not at the hospital, at her house by herself, and then going kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Because at the hospital, they might get some help.
Okay, you get the point though.
I feel you.
Yeah, you know, and you know, and another thing, man, that I was thinking, and it's kind of like kind of birthed this whole topic, is we were actually somewhere, and somebody had, you know, did an altar call, but then they asked everybody to close their eyes and bow their heads, and not for anybody to look up. You know, and in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like, well, why should, you know, if you're giving your life, I mean, why should you be ashamed? You know, and it just made me reminded me of, you know, Romans 1:16, you know, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel,
right.
You know, and then not only just that, 2 Timothy 1:8, which reads, so do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. You know, and I was just thinking, I was like, man, I mean, why do people have people close their eyes? You know, it's almost in a way, it's like if they're not willing to express that they're ready to give their lives and ready to join in, you know, to the body of Christ, then that's almost like, you know, are they really ready? You know, and it almost sets them up to where that when they do get in the world and are tested, they keep that within them still. They're not willing to express that.
Yeah, well, I feel like this, man. It's just a sometimes people feel a certain way. You know, I'm not gonna say that that's the only way that you can have an altar call by making cats close their eyes. But for some people, that works. You know what I'm saying? It's just whatever. Sometimes you got to use different methods. Like they said, you know, the thief on the cross had one moment with God. He gave his life. And the other guy had the disciples had, you know, 3 years with God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like you said, Frog, it's very important that they understand that this little thing they say, this little prayer that they say, is not no magic prayer that's just going to quickly transform their life. After that, you're going to go through hardships.
Right.
The Bible said, Jesus said this, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. He said, you're going to face them hard times, but you can overcome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
So I mean, like that. It's all, you know, what you're talking about. That's man spin that they done put on it.
Yeah.
And said, yo, let's make them close their eyes, or let's make everybody run up here. You
so that way, you know, let's make them close their eyes, so that way they're not ashamed, or they're not, you know, they would actually give their lives, you know, and it just like. When I think about that, it reminds me again of Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Yeah, but I don't think, you know, that when you, most people, most of the time, every time that somebody closes their eyes, that's not to be for them to be ashamed. Sometimes it's for them to be real. You know what I'm saying? Because how many of us been in church and the pastor say something and everybody's like, amen, because somebody else said it. Or they raise their hand because... You know, everybody else raised their hand, and they don't even know. I mean, Frog, I know you done it at church. You raised your hand, you know what I'm saying?
What?
And you didn't even know what the pastor said.
Shut your mouth. Hey, well, hold on.
Hey, we done all did that kind of stuff, man.
Are you talking about this? Are you talking about Friday? You talking about Friday?
No, I'm not talking about Friday.
Shut your mouth. Gosh. Hey, my man tried to put me on the spot.
Listen, let me ask you guys, have you guys ever raised your hand because everybody else raised their hand in church and you did not hear what the pastor even said?
Yes.
Okay, that's a prime example. Why? Because they wanted to. They don't want to be singled out.
Okay.
Nobody does. A lot of humans are masters at you know, you got to fit in.
Yeah, and this, let me say this to correct myself, man. I mean,
correct yourself.
I'm not opposed to, you know, completely to the closing of the eyes. I mean, if the closing of the eyes, if there's no action taken, you know, after that, you right. know, if there's no action taken after that, then there's a problem.
The biggest thing is an altar call will not save you.
Right.
True. I think another big thing. We got to realize God is sovereign.
That's right.
What he wants to, how and when he wants to, he sits in the heavens and he does what pleases him.
Hmm.
Sometimes a proclamation will go forth from a prophet. Sometimes it will come from a mouth of a donkey. Sometimes God will save people through preaching, through a mic. Sometimes he'll save people through a stinking hip-hop song. Sometimes, like, it'll be a moment at an altar call. Other times, somebody will be sitting in a jail cell reading about, like,
yeah.
He, like, do what he do. The methodology, we don't depend on the methods. We depend on the message and the one who gives the message.
Come on.
Just preach the gospel. God is faithful to do what and do how. Because people got all types of testimonies of how they came to the Lord.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just our job to not depend on a method. That would be the same as us saying you can only be saved listening to Christian rap.
Mm-hmm.
This is,
yeah, I mean,
bogus.
We depend on the messenger, the messenger, the original messenger, not the conduit, God Himself and His message, and just be faithful to the gospel,
yeah.
And to Him, He do the rest.
I mean, personally, man, when I gave my life, man, I went to the altar one time when I was 16.
Right.
There was no change after that. I went to the altar. I said, hey, I want to change. Nothing else happened after that. Oh, you joined the church. You know, this was in Michigan. But when God had, like, literally showed himself to me, it was only between me and my aunt, you know, and God had spoke to me. I gave my life. But then after that, I went back into this Bible study because I was in this Bible study that was against my will. But I went back in. Full of joy and express and say, man, guess what? I just got saved.
See, there you go.
You know, and you know, it didn't have to. It wasn't in front of a whole bunch of people. But
was you scared or something?
I wasn't scared. Here's the thing. It didn't intend on me going to give my life. I was asking for advice, yeah. And then in the midst of asking advice, God had showed up and spoke to me, and I ended up giving my life.
Praise God.
You know.
Well, a lot of us too. When the Lord calls us, many of us don't know exactly what we're getting into.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He called. His grace is just that banging, you know. And many of us come for various reasons, and through time, the Lord just solidifies His relationship with us. Like, we're feeble humans trying to understand how the process of salvation works. Like, at what part in a nanosecond does it take place? Like how, you know, people, we don't know those things. All we know is if the Lord going, you know, if He say He going to save somebody, you see fruit, the person just saved. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how, you know what I'm saying, those things take place in spiritual realms. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know by what means it takes place. But, you know, like, what place an altar call has or doesn't have, what place, at what point does somebody hearing the message, like, does somebody come to Jesus because they want peace? Does somebody come because they knew they needed a Savior? Like, you know what I'm saying? Or because people's understanding and relationship with Christ is developed until the day we die.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Lord is sovereign. We seriously, we the messed up humans who think we got it all together with our theology and our opinions. You know what I'm saying? It's his show. He runs this thing. You know what I'm saying? So if you say, you know, we need to praise God and say, man, thank you, Lord, for saving me. What I got to do to be on mission to preach this good news to everybody else, whether I do an altar call or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, and not to hate on somebody who got a different method. I heard a cat the other night. This cat be going up in yoga classes, taking yoga, just so he can reach out to folks in that community.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what method he going to use to talk to people, you know what I'm saying, in that world. You know what I'm saying?
They got them Christ stretches, man. That's what he's talking, you know.
But yeah, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I have learned, like, and I'm not saying I've arrived. I have learned and I'm learning. God is massive. Yeah. And even though we know him deeply, he's inexhaustible. And we still got to remember that we feeble humans. His ways are not our ways. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just doing things and we just happen to be a part. And we don't understand how a lot of that works. And it's okay not to understand. That means he's God and we not.
Yeah.
So to take our little feeble 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, praise God and enjoy them with him, and then move out the way and let the next generation come through and it keep going until he call it quits on the show.
Yeah.
Well, in closing, man, we want to, number one, thank y'all once again for taking time out. I know y'all in the on the East Coast. We all over here in the West Coast, so it's a lot later over there than it is over here. But how can cats get a hold of y'all? Where can they get you guys' music? You know what I'm saying? Let them know what's good.
And this is a free plug, so be sure to plug everything.
Ooh, don't forget nothing. We always appreciate the free plug because a lot of costs a lot of money. But everydayprocess.com, any of the social network sites, you can find us just if you search Everyday Process. So Twitter is the same, Facebook is the same, is Everyday Process at that. If you do a MySpace, it's the same on there. But the hub site is everydayprocess.com. You can get the album off of iTunes. You can hit us up on one of them social networks and just ask how you can get the album. We'll be glad to get that to you. Like Iz was saying earlier, be on the lookout. It's some new stuff on the horizon. We can't really reveal yet.
Can you guys even give us the name of the project, you know?
Or shoot us the single? Okay,
this is bigger than a project.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll say that. Okay. It's bigger than ACD or A Project. So just keep your ears peeled and keep your eyes open. We done forged some alliances that we think the Lord gonna be glorified through.
Nice.
And we try to do it big for the kingdom.
Well, man, whatever it is that you guys are doing, would it be cool if you guys debut it at the Yada Da King show?
Oh, we got your back,
Yada Da King, yeah, I can dig it, man. I know you guys know a lot of cats, man, up here in the West Coast, in, you know, Seattle or whatnot, Washington. Any shout outs, man, you want to shoot out to anybody, man, while you guys are on the line?
Woo, I'll go real quick and I'll let Iz finish it off, man. But shout out to we love coming to the West Coast because y'all got beautiful weather and beautiful scenery. The East be looking rough. Shout out to all our people in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? It's just so many churches, so many people to name, but shout out to, you know, Phoenix, Mike from God's Block, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Fishing Glen out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody on the West, that, you know, I'm talking about from all the way up top in Washington, all the way down to the bottom in San Diego and Temecula, and everybody everywhere in between. God bless y'all, you know what I'm saying? We love you. And, don't worry about continuing to just support us. We support you in what you're doing, in prayer and every way that we can, too. And say everybody play a part in the kingdom. So shout out to everybody on the West. You know what I'm saying?
Well, amen. Amen. Huh?
Hey, Iz, got any closing words?
Oh, my bad.
Hey, honestly, I would agree with Mac, man. He pretty much did it all.
literally.
Shout out to everybody, man. Just holding it down. We appreciate the love and support. Stand firm in the faith, man. We love you.
Cool, man. Well, once again, bro, we want to thank y'all for being on the show. We look forward to hearing some more from y'all very soon in the future, man.
Yeah.
Because we on fire!
That's right, man.
Oh, man. So y'all heard it, man. This is Everyday Process on the Yada Da King radio show. You know what I'm saying? We about to, cut it loose, man. So, yeah, if you guys, for those that didn't post anything on the Yada Da King page, you guys missed out. Sorry. I've got to say, man, our shows are starting to get better, man. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, man. It was good talking with you guys. You know, stay on the line real quick. You know, I want to holler at you real quick. But, We about to go into a track. You know, this young couple, man, that I know very well.
Yeah, it's him, Frog and Toad. Yes, Lord, yes. Let's
featuring Willie Will.
That's right.
Let's go.
You already know what it is. The Lord is good and magnificent, and he's all that I need. His word is mighty and my heart is where he's sowing his seed. He touched me and he changed me in my innermost being. He renewed my mind and my thoughts and opened my eyes to a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
No selfishness or putting my trust in myself or trusting in man. But with my trust in the Lord, I have enough strength to persevere and stand. This wall could be tough and it could be testing at times. In the name of Jesus, I destroy my flesh and my evil ways. I will bind. The Lord has plans for me, so I can't let my flesh get in the way. When the Lord tells me to do something, there's only one thing I will say. Now maybe not, I don't know, but my answer will be yes. I'm gonna be catching a case real soon, cause I'm about to murder my flesh. And by obedience I put on my flesh to rest at 6 feet under. My allegiance is to Christ, so there's no need to wonder. He provides for me and satisfies my hunger. He can do the same for you, so call him, here's his number.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I crucify my flesh day to day. Yes, 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 yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. Yes, 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 yes. Whoa. I've been redeemed, washed by the blood that made me clean. Okay. So it's only right that I live a holy life, play on his team. Uh-huh. I used to do this in the foolish pursuit to chase a dream. But now all I wanna do is give him my all to praise the King. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. He laid it down for me, and now I shine with a made of mine, cause I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Why in the world would I follow Buddha? Or anyone else with all of that yoga and that Kama Sutra? Like that'll give us life. There's only one mediator between God and man, and his name is Jesus Christ. He paid the hardest price, then he died up on the cross for the lost type. So I'ma keep giving up all my life in order to follow Christ. For me, it's only yeses, yeses. Never be no second guessing. He paid the death of the sin of humanity, then resurrected. Because of the grace of the Father, now my debt's collected. So I'ma be hollering yes to your will until I rest in heaven.
Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I crucify my flesh day to day. Yes, 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 yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. Yes, 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 yes.
Merciful, gracious, personal, patient. The way he's turning and shaping the hearts of men to him is my personal favorite. I deserve to be burned for mistakes and murder for breaking his word, but he's taking my sin away. Now I serve and obey him. He's certainly purging my ways and my state of mind. I'm learning to wait, cause he certainly likes to take his time. No doubt, I rest in his love, but kids don't resist this. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. In him, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of the grace he is given. I'm compelled to say yes to his will, flexing the skill. Take a second to chill and think of his goodness. Now I'm ready to kill any sin in my life, living for Christ to get rid of the strife. Chilling and right standing with God, confident in his sight. So there's my flesh to be killed, then to obey. So I say yes to your will, yes to your way.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I crucify my flesh day and day. Yes, 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 yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. Yes, 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 yes. Whoa.
Hey, it's your boy Kuhin the Redeemed. And when I'm driving, man, through the Bay Bridge out here in the Prairie area, you already know, when I Jehovah dose my iPod, I'm listening to the Yada the King radio show, man. So that means that 9 times out of 10 times, we praising the Lord 10 times. Yo, Don Christian, Frog, K-9. Let's do it. Yada the King, man.
Serious, man. I appreciate every time I hear his music. It's just like real talk. Check him out, K9Music.com. Yeah. No matter what you're going through, you can call his name.
come on, come on, come on.
I call your name. Whenever I'm jammed up, I just come out with my hands up. Knees to the carpet, he is my target. I know that he understands what I need and when I need it. The answer be right there when I read it. I just act like Mike and beat it. The devil don't win, I'm undefeated. I call you whenever I need help. Whenever I can't do it by myself. Whenever I'm making a mess and getting myself stretched and your presence is felt. Yeah, who else can I call? Who else gon' start me up when I stall? I don't know another person that's been there through it all. When it's spring, summer, and fall, I call your name. Whenever I'm stressed and I'm second guessing, I call you and you came. You won't forsake me, kept me in safety daily. I call your name. When times get hard, I know that I got my God. I call your name. Wake up, my bed don't get no makeup. I don't wash my face up before my prayers go straight up. I can't take one step without you. Ain't no way I be blessed without you. I can't be my best without you. I won't pass one test without you. Yeah, I call you when I feel like I'm not getting better. I don't wanna take pills. I call you when they stressing me and keep on sweating me about these bills. I call you cause I'm knowing that your cup is overflowing and I wanna be filled with it all. When my back's against the wall, I don't fall, I call your name. Whenever I'm stressed and I'm second guessing, I call you and you came. You won't forsake me, kept me in safety daily, I call your name. When times get hard, I know that I got my God, I call your name. Whenever I'm not sure, that's what I've got God for. I know that he opens up my doors and elevates me to the top floors. You don't need mines if you got yours. This is not soft, this is hardcore. My God don't sleep, he does not snore. I can own a building or mop floors. I'm still gonna call on him. And if I do stumble, I'm still gonna fall on him. And if I got problems, I know who can solve them. He said, I just gotta put them all on him. So whenever I need help, I drop to the floor and send him my email. I know that he answers them all, and that's the best way to talk. I call your name. Whenever I'm stressed and I'm second guessing, I call you and you came. You won't forsake me, kept me in safety daily. I call your name. When times get hard, I know that I got my God. I call your name. I am not ashamed. I call your name. Whenever I'm stressed and I'm second guessing, I call you and you came. You won't forsake me, kept me in safety daily, I call your name. When times get hard, I know that I got my God, I call your name. I am not ashamed.
K9, I call your name. Don Christian. The project is called Foreign Tones Volume 2. You can get that on iTunes. But check it out, man. We appreciate you tuning in. Tell your family and friends about this interview, man. We had a great time. Lord willing, we hear from you again. You can always give us a call at 206-518-9910 or email us at yada.king@gmail. We out of here. God bless y'all and keep it Christy. You dig? Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.